News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's our United Way of the Brazos Valley update. President Allison Prince is on hand. And first off, we are in November, which means the end of October means the end of the state employees campaign.
Absolutely. State employee charitable campaign ended on October 31st. That ended the pledge period for state employees. So now we are collecting results, starting to get information in. It'll be a few months before we have everything tallied to know exactly where we stand with that. But just regardless of where we stand as the campaign turns out, it's just a big time, a good time to give a big, great big shout out to everyone who donated to the state employee charitable campaign, as well as there's a lot of volunteers behind the scenes at in the A&M system. They call them area coordinators and unit coordinators. And I can't even always follow the details of how they have that well-oiled machine working. But just to say thank you, this is over and above what you're already doing on a day-to-day basis. And so it's just a big time to say thanks for taking a few minutes out of your day and out of your weeks over the last several months to help build a stronger community and to work in the community a little bit. So we just want to say thank you.
And I know I brought this up before, but state employees goes beyond the A&M campus and A&M system too.
Texas Department of Criminal Justice, all of our prisons throughout our region, DADS, which is assistive disability resources, DARS, blind services, all of those, TxDOT, DPS, TABC, all of those employees are part of the state employee charitable campaign. So if any of you contributed, thank you so much for your support. If any of you even considered a contribution, thank you. Hopefully next year you'll make a contribution as well.
And I guess you can still do the text campaign.
Absolutely. Our community campaign is still going strong, will be through about March or so. We'll have some campaign rallies. Right now we are in the thick of it. Last week we actually had a little bit of a quiet. We didn't have too many campaign rallies going on. Week before that was pretty busy. This week is a little bit crazy. We've got American Momentum Bank is doing campaign rallies. I was at one location this morning. We've got a few more coming up. The Bank and Trust kicks off tomorrow. Wells Fargo Advisors is later this week. Enterprise Rent a Car is going on. We also were out at University Title a couple weeks ago. Holscher, Lipsey, Elmore, and Poole as well. So we've just been all over the place and we'll continue to do so. I know Navasota High School, the cheerleaders have something going on. One of our volunteers picked up some materials for that this morning. So we've got so much going on throughout the community. Sometimes it's hard to even keep up with it all, but we try to be in as many places as possible.
And there's still time.
There is still time. We will definitely work in if anyone is interested in having a workplace campaign or doing a fundraiser or benefiting United Way. There's still plenty of time. Just get in touch with our office, 979-696-4483. Or you can always go to our website, uwbv.org. You can text to give, which text one word, Stronger United, to the number 41444. And that will give you the link to give online as well.
And we'll mention this week as well as next Monday, you have a fundraiser coming up.
We do our Youth Leadership Cabinet, which is our group of high school students from 7 high schools in Bryan and College Station, are doing one of their big kind of signature fundraisers. It's called United We Roll. We team up with Double Dave's. This is on November 12th. All day at Double Dave's, dine in, carry out, or delivery. All you have to do is order a pizza. A portion of the proceeds come to the Youth Leadership Cabinet. You don't even have to tell them that it's for United Way or anything like that. You don't have to show them a receipt. All day long, any location in Bryan College Station, dine in, carry out, or delivery. A portion of the proceeds benefits United Way's Youth Leadership Cabinet. Then in the evening at the George Bush location from 5 to 7, they'll have celebrity rollers, local celebrities, including, I believe we've got Representative Flores, Representative Casal, both Bryan ISD and College Station ISD superintendents. Lots of other coaches and principals are going to be out there, and they're going to be going head-to-head to create the most creative pizza. You can bid on those pizzas. I think the pizzas are also auctioned off. Just a fun event. The Youth Cabinet puts this all together. A group of high school students that are just trying to build a stronger community and work together and learn about leadership and civic involvement.
And that's our update this week. United Way of the Brazos Valley and President Allison Prince with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.